We begin the ninth perek, which is Kol HaGagos, and this perek is going to address what we call Rishuyos She'en Enom Ikar L'Tashmish Dira. Right, so if you have a house, you live in a house. You eat there, you drink there, you sleep there, you do whatever you do there, all the private things. That's called dira, that's residence. But there are other places which are sometimes used for various tashmishim, but they're not residential in nature. Like, for example, a gag. You know, sometimes you go up to the roof and you do all sorts of different things on the roof, but it's not residential. Or, for example, a chotzer. A chotzer is a courtyard. You go out there once in a while, you have a picnic, but it's not Ikar Tashmisho L'Shem Dira. Another example is a karpaf. A karpaf is a very large open area of fields, etc. And that's not Ikar L'Shem Dira. So our perek is going to deal with gagos, chatzeros, and karpifios. And the Mishnah opens up with the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that Kol gagos ha'ir rishus achasen. In other words, let's say you have various buildings and there's a gag on top that goes from one end to the other. You may have different flats, apartments in one building. There's a common gag. But let's say you own your car, your roof, I own my roof. Is Rabbi Meir says that all the gagos are considered one rishus, so that when you take from one gag to another, you're not taking it from one rishus to the other, and therefore, even in the absence of an eruv, you're allowed to carry from one gag to another. Okay, then? Now, ubilvad shelo yehi gag gavoh asara o namuch asara, Rabbi Meir adds a stipulation that it cannot be that one gag is higher than the other gag by 10 tefachim. In such a case, you're not allowed to carry from one gag to the other. But assuming they are flat gagos that go from one gag to the other in the same level, you're allowed to carry, according to Rabbi Meir, from one gag to the other. The same halacha we'll see, according to Rabbi Meir, will apply from one chatzer to another, or from one karpaf to another, as long as you don't mix match. And the exception to the rule is going to be, according to Rabbi Meir, if you want to carry from a gag to a chotzer, a chotzer to a karpaf, those combinations are prohibited. But when you're within the same min, that you're allowed to do. V'chachamim omrim kol echad v'echad v'shus b'fnei atzmi. You own your gag, I own my gag, they're two separate v'shuyos, and therefore in the absence of an eruv, you cannot carry from one gag to another. We're going to see a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, would you be allowed to carry in your own gag? That itself is an issue. But certainly, the chachamim prohibit you from carrying from one gag to your friend's gag, unless you have an eruv. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he's the most lenient of all. Echad gagos, v'echad chatzeros, v'echad karpifios, rishus achasen. You're allowed to carry from a gag to a chotzer, from a chotzer to a karpaf, from a karpaf to a chotzer, any combination thereof, they're all lumped together in one category, which is called Rishus Achas. They are all Ein Ikar Tashmisham L'Shem Dira. However, even Rav Shimon has a restriction, a qualification. He says, L'Kelim Sheshavsu B'Socham V'Lo L'Kelim Sheshavsu B'Socham Bais. We're not going to allow you to take Kelim outside of your house into somebody else's chotzer, karpaf, or gag. This heter of Rishus Achas only applies to kelim that with the onset of Shabbos, they were either in a gag, or a chotzer, or a karpaf, and then you're allowed to carry it to any of the others, even without an eruv. But as far as kelim that was Shabbos and the bayis are concerned, that you're not allowed to take into your neighbor's Rishus. The Gemara says, Yosef Abaye bar Ovin, Rab Hanina bar Ovin, V'Yosef Abaye Gabayu, V'Yasve V'Ko Amri. So these Amoraim were together, and in the presence of Abaye, they made the following comment. Bishlema Rabbanon. The Rabbanon who hold that you're not allowed to carry from one gag to another. I understand their logic. Savri, they hold Kishem Shit Diurin Chalukin Lamata Kach Diurin Chalukin Lamala. Just like I can't carry from my house into your house without an Eruv, I cannot carry from your gag into my gag into your gag. In other words, if we want to know whether two gagos are reshuyos chalukos, such that you can't carry from one to the other, well, let's look at the batim below the gagos. And the gagos have the identical status as the batim. So just like my bias, I'm enjoined from taking something from my bias to your bias without an eruv, so to my gag, I'm enjoined from taking my gag from my gag into your gag without an eruv. So that logic I understand. Bela Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir makes the following distinction. He says, I can carry from your gag into my gag into your gag, but only if both gagos are relatively on the same level, a plane. But if one gag is higher than the other by a sort of tvachim, so my kasavar, I kasavar, if he agrees fundamentally with the chachamim, that kishem shedirum chalukin lamata kach dirum chalukin lamala, is a mayrishus achase. How could Rabbi Meir possibly allow you to carry from your gag to your friend's gag if he holds that the dirum chalukim, both lamata and lamala, like the chachamim? The ikasar, if on the other hand he holds ein chalukim, the chol lamala me'asarishus achase, even though, as far as the houses are concerned, they are certainly two separate reshuyos, but as far as the gagos are concerned, one gag is attached to another gag as Rishus Achas, is an afilu gagavo asora, is venomoch asora nami. Why shouldn't Rabbi Meir go a step further and say that if all gagos are lumped together as one Rishus, you should be allowed to carry from one gag to another gag, even if the gag is higher or lower by asora tvachim? Amalahus Abaye hears this discussion, and he says to them, Lo Shmieluchu ha, di Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, did you not hear Rav Yitzchak? And he says, Omer hoy Rabbi Meir, kol mokom shatamotze shtei reshuyos, vehein reshus achas. You have a situation where, on the one hand, it is really a reshus achas. What does that mean? They're both reshus ayochid. And yet, we're going to call it shtei reshuyos. That's the paradox. Two places that are contiguous, and they're both Rishus HaYochid, which means Rishus Achas, and yet they're considered Shtei Rishuyos. And that means that even though next to me I have a Rishus that's, again, a Rishus HaYochid, and therefore it's Rishus Achas with my Rishus HaYochid, but nevertheless, since it's higher or lower by 10 Tvachim, therefore it's considered Shtei Rishuyos. Kigon, Amud, Birshus HaYochid, Gavo Asara, Verochav Arba. If, let's say, you set up a pillar that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide in the middle of a chatzer, which is Rishus HaYochid, then that pillar takes on the status of a different Rishus. And Asur Lekatef Olav. Now, wait a second. I don't get it. If the Amud is standing in a Rishus HaRabim, and it has the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid, I understand also Lekatef Olav, you can't use it to put down your bundle and push it around and balance it better, because that would entail Hotzah Mirshus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim. But here, this Amud is located in the Chatzah of Rishus HaYochid, and the Amud itself has the status, by virtue of its dimensions, of Rishus HaYochid. So what's the problem over here? And the answer is, Gzeira Mishum Tel Rishus HaRabim. That just like you have an Amud in a Rishus HaYochid, where technically you're allowed to carry from your Chatzar onto the Amud, or a tail, for that matter, or a mound. But the same identical scenario, if it were in Rishus HaRabim, would be a violation of an Iser Hotzah D'Oraisa, Chiv Chatos. And therefore, whenever we have an area that sets itself up as a separate Rishus, in a Rishus HaYochid, we're going to say, let's enact a Gzera, that if we allow you to do this, you might come to put in the same kind of scenario. If it were in Rishus HaRabim, you would think that you're allowed to be, you know, Mutal Lekatei for all of even Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, Hachinami, Gzera Mishum Tel Rishus HaRabim, here too, when you have one Gag that is 10 Tvachim higher than the other Gag, then we have to be afraid that if people get the impression that you're allowed to carry from a higher place to a lower place, or from a lower place to a higher place, because your Gag is lower than your neighbor's Gag, they're going to come to the mistaken impression that if you have an Amud b'Rishus HaRabim, and you want to put it on a higher place on top of the Amud, and that Amud has the dimensions of Rishus HaYochid, they're going to violate the Melacha d'Oraisa of Hotzah. So to summarize, Abaye is now revealing the deeper meaning of Rabbi Meir's restriction law when he says that if one Gag is higher than another Gag by 10 Tefach, you're not allowed to carry from one Gag to the other. And the question is, why, if all Gagos according to Rabbi Meir are Rishus Achasein? But the answer is that once you have a Gova, a height of 10 Tefachim, and you want to take an object from below to top, or the other way around, then it comes under the Gzera of Tel b'Rishus HaYochid. That a Tel b'Rishus HaYochid, since it has the dimensions which would make it a Rishus HaYochid, if it were in Rishus HaRabim, we're afraid that he might confuse it with the case of a Tel b'Rishus HaRabim. Sovra mine, so the other Amoraim, when they heard the words of Abaye about this Gzera of Rabbi Meir, they thought, Afilu Machteshes, Afilu Gigis. What happens if I have a large utensil and it's sitting in my kitchen, like a Machteshes, which is used for grinding? It's a gigantic grinder. It has the dimensions of 10 Tfachim in height, 4 Tfachim in width. Or I have a Gigit, which is a gigantic bowl, and it's very, very high, and it's very wide, and it's in my kitchen. So does that mean I'm not allowed to put something on top of this bowl, on top of this machteshes? Because again, it should come under this gzera of tel b'Rishus HaYochid. Amar Abaye, hachi amar mar, lo amar Rabbi Meir, el b'amud v'amas rechayim hoil v'adam kovelem moko. This gzera only applies to something that has a designated place, a location, that's where we locate it, on a permanent basis. Then it's similar to an Amud b'Rishus HaRab, or a Tel b'Rishus HaRab, and it comes onto this gzera. But if I have a Machteshes or a Gigit, they don't have a Mokum Kavua. They're not similar to a Tel. Could you imagine, Rabosa, I was thinking out loud, that according to the attack here, the question, Rameer would tell me that if I'm standing next to my table, I'm not allowed to put something on my table or take something off my table. Why? Because the table itself is 10 Tfachim high and 4 by 4 Tfachim wide. It's ridiculous. But the answer is that Rabbi Meir thinks that you can confuse an object which is permanently affixed in a certain location with a Tel b'Rishus HaRabim and Amud b'Rishus HaRabim. What would be an example of an object that's permanently fixed in Rishus HaYochid? That would certainly be the Gag. The Gag is permanent. It's not here today and gone tomorrow. It's not temporary or flimsy in any way. But for that matter, if I have an Amud, a pillar out in my backyard, in my chutzah, it's part of my Rishus HaYochid, but the Amud has the dimensions of Rishus HaRabim, if it's permanently affixed to the ground, it comes under the Gzeir of Tel or Amud b'Rishus HaRabim. Like, for example, in my porch, We have all sorts of objects, you know, toys and swings and stuff, but they're all temporary in nature. I would have no problem, no issue of taking an object out of my house and putting it on top of one of those various objects, some of which are very, very tall. But if I have something that's permanent, that becomes a problem for Rabbi Meir under this Gezeirah Mishum Tel B'Rishus HaRab. The Gemara raises the following objection to the words and the interpretation of Abaye of Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says, "V'harei kosel shebein shtei chatzeres dekavua." What about a case where you have a wall between two courtyards? It says Reuven's courtyard, a wall, and then Shimon's courtyard. Well, logically, according to your understanding of Rabbi Meir, that wall, which is permanent, would have the status of a tel or an amud. Again, in this case, it's Rishus HaYachid, but nevertheless, the gzera that Abai understood in Rabbi Meir should now kick in. And therefore, if I'm standing in my chotzer and I want to put something on top of the kosel, I should not be allowed to do it. And yet, Amar Rav Yehuda, Kishetimtze Lomar, when you analyze our Mishnah, Lidivri Rabbi Meir, according to the logic of Rabbi Meir's view, Gagin Rishus Li'atzman, Chatzeros Rishus Li'atzman, Karpifios Rishus Li'atzman. In other words, all Gagos can be merged into one Rishus, all Chatzeros, all Karpifios. And therefore, just like Rabbi Meir said that all the Gagos are considered one Rishus, and you're allowed to carry from one Gag to the other without an Eruv, so too we would hold that even with regard to Chatzeros and Karpifios, you'd be allowed to carry from one Chatzah to another Chatzah, from one Karpif to another. All the Chatzeros are considered Rishus Achas, all the Karpifios are considered Rishus Achas. And Rabbi Meir would be Matir carrying from one Gag to another Gag, and from one chatzah to another chatzah, one karpaf to another karpaf, but not from a gag to a chatzah, etc. So Gemara says, my love, shouldn't we interpret the words of Rav Yehuda, Dishari l'teltule derech kosel, that Rabbi Meir is being matir, says Rav Yehuda, to be metalter from one chatzah to another chatzah, or on top of a kosel, meaning even if there was a kosel that separates the two chatzeros. He doesn't have a gzera mishum tel b'rishus harabim. So that if we understand Rabbi Yehuda in the broadest way, extending his leniency, according to Rabbi Meir, to all gagos, or all chatzeros, that it means even if you have two chatzeros that are separated by a wall that divides them into two, you should still be allowed, even in the absence of a mechitza, to carry from one chatzer to the other. And if that be the case, if you're expanding that heter of carrying from one chatzah to the other to include even a case where there's a kosel that separates the two chatzeros, well, this cannot be reconciled with Abaye, because Abaye said that according to Rav Meir, we have such a gzera of Mishum Tel B'Rishus HaRabim, and the kosel is the Dover Kavua. It's mamish similar to a Tel B'Rishus HaRabim. Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes, you misunderstood what was going on over here. Lo, Rabbi Meir is not going to be matir carrying from one chutz to the other through a kosel, meaning the high point of the kosel, only lahachnas lahotzi derech psachim. All Rav Yehuda meant to say that was, if there's no amud, or in this case a kosel, that separates the two chatzeros, for example, let's say you have a window in the wall, and you can carry something through the window and hand it over to the other chatzer, that would be mutter, because it's going from one chatzer to the other. But if you had a kosel in between, that would come under the gzera of tail, and you would not be allowed to carry from one chotzer to the other. The Mishnah says, Chacham omrim kol echad v'echad rishus b'fnei atzmo. Every gag is considered a rishus unto itself. And now we have a machlokas amoroim, how to interpret the Chacham shita. Itmar, we're talking about a case of a gag that opens up completely into another gag. There are no barriers, no separations. And the Chachamim say that you're not allowed to carry from one gag to another without an eruv. Are you allowed to carry at least in your own gag from one end of your gag to the other end of the gag? Rav Omer ein metaltum bo ela arba amos. We're going to max it out at 4 amos. That's the longest area that you can carry from on your gag. You are absolutely stuck on your gag within a radius of arba amos. And why is that so? Because since the Chacham say you're not allowed to carry from your gag to your neighbor's gag, therefore your gag, insofar as it's completely open to your neighbor's gag, becomes what we call a reshus shenifetzo b'mlo or reshus acheres halseres ha'asuralo. That if you have one reshus that opens up into another reshus, and that other reshus is asur, then it creates a backlash, a rebound, that it asks even that reshus that in and of itself would have been mutter for tiltu, but because it's parutz, it completely opens up into another reshus, it becomes asura. So therefore, since you have two gagos, and according to the Chacham Shita, you're not allowed to carry from one gag to the other, so your gag is parutz l'makom, l'makom oseres. Shmuel amar mutar l'taltu b'kulo. Shmuel is going to say that your gag is surrounded by mechitzos. And if so, those mechitzos separate your gag from your neighbor's gag. And therefore, it's not considered a reshus shenifritza, that it's completely open the meloa into another reshus. It's really not open to meloa because we are separating your gag from his gag by mechitzos. Now, wait a second. Rabosa, let's be honest about it. I went up to the roof. Did I see any mechitzos that separate my roof from your roof? None at all. So what is going on here that Shmuel is assuming that you don't have a reshus, which is prutza, parutz, kumimloa, to another mark, because you have mechitzos. Where are the mechitzos? I don't see any mechitzos. The answer is there are imaginary mechitzos, and that's called god asik mechitzos. Where are the imaginary mechitzos? Every gag is on top of every corresponding bias. The bias has four walls. Those walls will climb up ad infinitum through the principle of god asik mechitzos. And the Gemara now analyzes the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. If let's say you actually set up a physical kosel circumscribing the area of your gag, is then kuliyamalo pligi? There's no machlok shin Rav and Shmuel. Everybody agrees that we treat the mechitzos of the batim as if those mechitzos went all the way up, and they would also be mafsikos bein hagagos. That's in the case of mechitzos hanikaros. Ki pligi, but what's the area of machlokas between Rav and Shmuel? That's mechitzos she'enam nikaros. When you have two batim that are absolutely contiguous one to the other, they're smashed together, there's no airspace between one bias and the other, then even though theoretically, conceptually, you have mechitzos from the bias, but you don't see them. Rav Omar ein metaltum bo ela arba amos. Rav says, I cannot apply the principle of god asik mechitzos to set up mechitzos that surround my gag. Why? Because they're not nikaros. I can't see them. To lo amrinon god asik mechitzos, we will not apply the principle alocha moshe misinai of extending a mechitza in a case where I can't see the mechitza. It's not a physical mechitza. Shmuel Amar Mutal Talta Bekul Damrin and Godasik Mechitzna. Even though there are no Mechitzas that I can see with my eye, there are Mechitzas, you don't see them, they're invisible, imaginary Mechitzas through the principle of Godasik Mechitzna. So to make a long story short, the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is about that very fundamental halacha called Godasik Mechitzna. Do we apply it even in the case of Mechitza Shein and Ikeres? A Mechitza that cannot be seen by the naked eye. Now the Gemara has a kash on Rav from our Mishnah. Tonight it says in our Mishnah, Chacham Omrin, Kol Echad V'Echad, all the Gagos, and here we turn to Pei Tesam in Beis Rishus Liatzmo, meaning that according to the Chachamim, every single Gag that's owned by Reuven or another Gag by Shimon, each one is considered a Rishus Liatzmo, is, take a look at the language of the Braisa here. The Braisa, well, I should say the Mishnah, sorry, says, Chachom Omer Kol Echad V'Echad, Rishus Liatzmo. It sounds like, when you read it straightforward, that it's a Rishus Liatzmo, and you could always carry something within a Rishus. When you define an area as one Rishus, it means you can carry from one end to the other. Is there for Bishleim and Shmuel Nicha? It makes sense according to Shmuel. El Rav Kash, but Rav was the one who says they can only be metaltel be arba amos. How do you reconcile that with the statement of the Chacham in this Braisa that kol echad v'echad rishus liatzmo? Each one is a separate rishus, and within his rishus, apparently he's allowed to carry from one end to the other. Amri Bei Rav, so the yeshiva of Rav, Mishmei Rav, they gave an answer in the name of Rav, that the Mishnah doesn't mean that every gag is a rishus liatzmo lahakel, meaning if it's rishus liatzmo, I can carry from one end of my gag to the other end of the gag. But rather, the intention of this Mishnah was lahachmir, shelo yitaltil shtei amos begag zeh ushtei amos begag zeh. Rav holds that because the gag, your gag, is parut, slavakam asur, therefore it becomes asur, and you're only allowed to carry up to 4 amos. What happens if I decide to fill the 4 amos by carrying 2 amos here in my gag and 2 amos in your gag? L'chora, if you're giving me 4 amos, then I should be allowed to do such a thing. And the answer is nein. You're not allowed to do it, because each gag is a rishus liatzmo. Within each gag, Rav would hold, you're allowed to carry up to 4 amos. But if I allow you 4 amos, does that mean that you could cross the boundary and go into Yenem's gag within that 4 amos? So let's say you're standing right there, you know, 2 amos away from the end of your gag. And if you would cross beyond that point, you're into your friend's gag. Now I can take it 2 amos in my friend's gag. All told, I only went 4 amos. So that's what this Mishnah is telling us when it says that kol echad v'echad rishus li atzmo. It means that if he carries it into another rishus, he's going from one rishus to the other. And that's prohibited. So the Gemara asks on Rav from the Braisa, it says, V'omer Abelozor, ki avina b'bovel, havi amrinon, be Rav, mishmei derav amri. We have a statement here in the name of Rav, that ein metaltel in bo, if you have this gag that's open to your neighbor's gag, ela bi arba amos, we're only going to allow you 4 amos, vahani debei Shmuel tonu. So we have a braisa that clearly supports Rav. But on the other hand, in the Shishiva of Shmuel, they brought a brisa, which explains the shita or reflects the shita of their Rebbe Shmuel. And what does it say in that brisa? Ein lahem ela gagon, meaning they're not allowed to carry from one gag, their gag, to another gag. My, what does it mean? Ein lahem ela gagon, lav de shoyle til tule bekule, which means that they themselves are allowed to carry on their own gag from one end to the other. So now the Gemara says the following, that the brisa that Shmuel quotes here, that says Ein lahem ela gagon, seems to indicate that within their own gag they can carry it from one end to the other. Can Rab be reconciled with this brisa? So Gemara says, Mi alimi masnisa. Why is your question from the brisa more difficult than the question that we already asked from the Mishnah? We already answered that question. So Kimna, we interpreted the Mishnah of Kalecha V'Echad Rishusli Atzmo, Shelo Yitalto Shtei Amos Begag Zeh, Shtei Amos Begag Zeh, V'Chinami, here to the brisa, Shtei Amos Begag Zeh, Shtei Amos Begag Zeh. So again, let's keep in mind, Rishusli Atzmon is not Lekula, to allow you to carry within your Rishus from one end to the other, within your Gag, but rather it's Lechumra, that because it's a Rishusli Atzmo, you're not allowed to cross over the boundary lines into your neighbor's Gag, because that's a separate Rishus. That's how Rav is going to interpret the Mishnah, the Braisa, reflecting the Shitas Chacham. Amar Rabbi Yossi, lo shmili hashmaita. We've mentioned on many occasions that Rav Yosef had amnesia, and when he got better and he recovered, Abaye would very often remind Rav Yosef, his Rebbe, what his Rebbe had taught in his youth before he suffered this disease. And Rav Yosef says, I didn't hear this whole sugi of Shmuel, that Shmuel says you're allowed to carry from one gag, I'm sorry, that even according to Chachamim, you're allowed to carry within your gag from one end to the other. And that's because you're separated from the other gagos by this imaginary mechitza, which is called Godasig mechitza. And even though you can't see the mechitza, we still have the halacha of mechitza. It's a mechitza she'ena nikeres. And Rav Yosef finds this very difficult to say God Asik Mechitza and create an extension of your Mechitzas and the walls of your house, the outside walls of the house, and extend it up to Shamayim, God Asik Mechitza, in a case of Mechitza She'ena Nikeres. Rav Yosef says, I never heard of such a thing. I never heard of God Asik Mechitza, according to Shmuel, even in a case of Mechitza HaNikeres. Omle Abaye, Abaye reminds Rav Yosef, his Rebbe, at Amrit Nilon, v'yaha Amrit Lilon. So Abaye says to Abaye, meaning the Talmud of Rav Yosef, he is the disciple of Rav Yosef par excellence, you did say this to us in the name of Shmuel, that we will apply Godasig Mechitza, even though it's a Mechitza Sheni Nikeres, to separate one Gag from the neighbor, from the neighbor's Gag. Vaha Amrit Nilon. And you actually said it as an addendum, as an interpretation of the Mishnah later on, Adaf Tzadi Beis. And the Mishnah says that Gag Godol HaSamach LeGag Katan HaGodol Mutar Veha Katan Os. So what's the case over here? We have one building that's very large, very wide, and we attach a smaller building that doesn't have that same width. There's no difference between the top building and the other. Meaning that the gag on the smaller building goes straight into the gag of the larger building. So that's a gag katan, and the other one is a gag gadol. Now, the gag katan is asur because it's totally par, it's completely open to the gag gadol. And according to the Chachamim, Shiti and Ali carry from one gag to the other, and therefore the gag gadol now becomes an oser on the gag katan. Now, according to this tradition, which Abai says is Allah that I heard from you, Rav Yosef, from my Rebbe, we begin to understand a comment that Rav Yosef attached to this Mishnah. And that is, Amrit Lan Allah, Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Lo Shanu Ella Sheyesh Diurin Alzeh, V'Diurin Alzeh. When do we say that you're not allowed to carry?
I don't know.
You're not allowed to carry within your gag. I'm talking about the gag katan, because it's parts, it's open into the gag gadol. That's only in a case where the diurim alzeh, meaning the diori abatim, live and use the two gagos. And therefore, there's a flow of traffic from one gag to the other. Now, what that means is that although you do have mechitzos, but nevertheless, there's a mafkia, there's a force, so to speak, that undermines the status of the mechitza and disqualifies it. And that's the steady flow of traffic that goes from one gag to the other. And that's called the havilei Dekaton mechitza hanidresis. That whenever you have a mechitza, an imaginary mechitza, and people go through that mechitza, one side to the other, there's nothing preventing them from going through the mechitza from one side to the other, then the mechitza is completely null and void. Aval ein diurin alzeh v'alzeh. If there's no steady flow of traffic on the roof from one gag to the other, shnei mutarim, then the mechitzos that separate the two gagos are valid mechitzos, and will apply the principle of god asik mechitza. So when the Mishnah later on in Tzadi Beis prohibits the gag katan, you can't carry on the gag katan, you, Rav Yosef, told us that the reason for that is because there are diurim lamala. And that makes it into a mechitza hanidresis. And that undermines the status of the mechitza. However, if it wasn't that there were diurim lamala, if it wasn't that the mechitza between the two gagos was trampled upon and therefore it was invalidated, in the absence of traffic going from one gag to the other, the mechitza is a bona fide mechitza. And therefore the gag katan could carry within that gag because he's separated completely, totally, from the other rishos. He's not parutz. Where are the mechitzos? The answer is that Shmuel holds mechitzos she'enom nikaros, even mechitzos that you can't see with your eye, are valid mechitzos. Amalei, so Rav Yosef responds, I never told you that this din of Shmuel would apply in such a case where there was a mechitzos she'enom nikaros. And in the absence of the flow of traffic, as we call it, to make it into dresses, then we rely on that mechitza. Ana hochi amri luchu. And sometimes when I read this Gemara, I think that Rav Yosef doesn't remember what he said, but he knows what he wouldn't have said. I never would have said such a thing. What I probably said, maybe you misunderstood me, he says, was lo shanu, when did the Chacham say that you're allowed to carry on the gagot on the gagotol, el sheish mechitza al zeh u'mechitza al zeh, the gagotol mishterei begifufei kata nifretz b'muloo. The cases where there were actual physical mechitzos, and when you look at the shape of the gag, which has mechitzos on it, what you're going to see is that the smaller structure has mechitzos on a mechitza on the right and a mechitza on the left. So when you exit on your roof in the direction of the gag gadol, it's completely parutz. There are no vestiges of a mechitza. On the other hand, the gag gadol has two mechitzos, not full mechitzos, because there's a point to which the gag cotton is totally open to the gag gadol, but on the sides, because the gag gadol is wider, there are mechitzos. Those are called gifufe. And since those gifufe are visible to the eye, says Rav Yosef, that's why the gag gadol is mutter b'tiltul. Avol ein mechitza lo al zeh v'lo al zeh ishneim asurim. If they didn't build actual mechitzos, then both gagos are asurim. Why? Because now you're left without mechitzos. Nobody built mechitzos. Either imaginary mechitzos. We can't rely on imaginary mechitzos, because everybody agrees, even Shmuel, that mechitza sheni nikeres is not a mechitza. And therefore, lo al zeh, lo al zeh, you cannot carry on the gag katon, you can't carry on the gag gadol, shneim asurim. And he writes here, lefisha ein hapirza shebeineim nireis kipesach. In other words, it's not like, you know, you have two separate rishuyos. You have one flowing rishus, one continuous rishus. Where are the mechitzas that separate them? So Abai says, wait a minute. One thing I'm going to tell you, Rav Yosef, that you definitely said. V'diyurin amartlan. You use the word dira. Which we understood to mean that if there are people who are on the gagos and there's dira, meaning there's a flow of traffic from one gag to the other, that's why the gag cotton is also, meaning because of the principle of mechitza hanidreses. But you never said anything about a mechitza she'eina nikeres. Certainly a mechitza she'eina nikeres, even according to Shmuel, is not a mechitza. So now Rav Yosef, in a brilliant chap, he interprets what he had said and why he added the concept of diurin. I amr lechu diurin, hachi amr lechu. Here's what I meant when I said diurin. I didn't mean the flow of traffic from one gag to the other. But rather what I meant to say to you was lo shanu, the chachamim, when they said that the gag gadol is mutter b'tiltul, that's only l'dayarav. That's only as far as the people live on that gag gadol. But on the gag katan, it's also for everybody, meaning no one's allowed to carry on the gag katan, not those who own the gag katan, and not those who live in the other gag. Ela, unless yesh mechitza ru'uya l'dira al zeh, mechitza ru'uya l'dira al zeh. If they're actually physical mechitzos, both on the gag gadol and on the gag katan, then once you set up this mechitza, that becomes what's called a gili das. That is a demonstration that the dayarim of each of these two gagos, respectively, would like to use their gagos. And now the halacha will be that gag mishtere begifufe, v'kata nifretz b'maloa. Now, as we said before, the gag katon completely opens into the gag gadol, whereas the gag gadol has these gipufe, these, you know, extensions on both sides, and those are actual mechitzos that separate the gag gadol from the gag katon. Avol yesh mechitza ru'uya l'dira al ha'gadol v'yeh mechitza ru'uya l'dira al ha'katan is afilu katan shari l'bnei ha'gadol. If we have what's called a mechitza ru'uya l'dira, the Gemara now is going to quote Rav Nachman to flesh this out, what exactly is a mechitza ru'uya l'dira. If there's mechitza ha'ru'uya l'dira that facilitates access from the B'nai HaGadol up to the roof of the Gagadol, then, assuming there's no such Mechitza HaRu'uya L'dira on the part of the Gag Katan, then the members of the Gagadol are allowed to carry not only on their own Gag, but also they can take something from the Gag Katan and carry it into the Gagadol. My timer. Came in the law of the mechitza, since the God Katan did not create a mechitza, isaluki saliki nafshayu mihocha. They are removing themselves from any use of the Gag. They are forfeiting use of the Gag. They're now being mochel, the use of the Gag, in behalf or in favor of the B'nai Gag Gadol. And where do we see such a thing? Kaha di Omer Rav Nachman, like the statement of Rav Nachman. What was the statement of Rav Nachman? Sulam kavua legago. If one of the B'nai Abayis makes a set and permanent ladder, which allows him to climb up to the Gag, and now you have a Gag which is shared by many Dayor, but nobody except for him uses the Gag. They didn't set up ladders to the Gag from their apartment, so they don't have any access to the Gag. Is Hutar b'chol agagim kula. In such a case, he's allowed to carry throughout all the gagim, because all the other dayorim were mesalik themselves from the gag, and they were mochel, the use of the gag, and they indicated that by the fact that they, non-action, that they were passive, and they didn't create their sulam. They know that he has a sulam, and he's using the gag. They're not using the gag, so that's called siluk. Amar Abaye, bona aliyah al gabi beso. If a person builds a little bit of a budka, a little bit of a house on top of his roof, the asal fonei daka arba, and he now has an opening which gives him access to the roof from this little house, he's saying, huta b'chol agagin kua. He's the only one who set up a structure on the roof. And now he has an opening called a daka, which is a small opening of four tefachim, but he has now an opening that turns towards the Gag. And now all the gagos are accessible to him. He said he's allowed to carry throughout these gagos. And this is true even according to Chachamim. The Chachamim said that you're not allowed to carry from one Gag to another. Here in this case, that only one person took the initiative and he built this structure with a Pesach to give him access to all the gagos. The other people did not take advantage of their rights and build parallel structures on top of the roof. It indicates that they were mesalik themselves from the roof and they gave it over to him. They were mochel him, that he and only him will have access and use of the roof. He's going to have benefit of the roof. So once they were megala their das, says Rav Nachman, that they were mochel on the use of all their gagos, respectively, each one, is therefore we consider all these gagos as if they're one rishus that's dedicated to that one balabayas who set up the aliyah on top of his gag. Amar Rava says that pa'amim shadaka li'isur. There is a case where dafka, a person builds an aliyah on top of the gag, sets up a daka, an opening, and paradoxically, it's going to generate an Iser such that he's not allowed to carry on these gagos. And this will be true even according to Rabbi Meir. Hechi Domi, what would be a case where a person set up an aliyah and he has a daka, which is an opening, and yet it generates an Iser to prohibit him from being metaltel from one gag to the other? Davidelei lahadei tarbitza de besa. Tarbitza is a little garden. So he has a garden in front of his bottom, his main house. And now he builds an aliyah. And he opens up on this aliyah a little bit of a pesach that faces the garden. And he's really basically supervising, overseeing the guard, wanting to make sure that everything is okay in the guard. The Amrino, we say in such a case, and here we'll turn to the Afzadi, Linature Tarbitza Hu Diavida. The only reason he opened up this Pesach, this little Daka, is so that he can have a view, a perspective of his Gina below. He wants to protect and preserve his Gina. He didn't make a Pesach in order to have access to use the Gagos, because otherwise he would have set up his window facing the Gagos. And therefore, he's being misalik himself from the other Gagos. He's not allowed to be metaltel from his Gag to their Gagos, even according to the Shita of Rabbi Meir. We presented the sugya of Abaye based on Rashi, Dibra Maschil Daka, Tosus Dibra Maschil V'Osa, at the end of Pei Tesamid Beis, refuses to accept this interpretation because, according to Rashi, Daka is like a Pesach, but in the Gemara back on Daf Samach Aleph, it's clear that the word Daka means a mechitza. Even Rashi himself there on Daf Samach Aleph interprets Daka as a mechitza. Now, Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz tries to explain why Rashi here refuses to interpret Daka as mechitza, because it would not be enough to set up a mechitza around the Gag, because it's not Tashmisha Begag, it's not a Tashmish Kavua, such that he could be Zocher with his Tamshus in all the Gagos. And therefore he must make a Pesach in the mechitza. And then he reveals, indicates that his desire is to have a real Shimush Kavua in the Gagos. Tosus, however, quotes the Ri, who interprets the statement of Abaye as being dedicated to a person who builds an Ali on a Gag. He sets up mechitzos around the Gag for the purpose of his Aliyah. And he makes a Pesach in the Mechitza on the tzad of the Gagos, of his neighbor's roofs. And now he has a Gili Das that he wants to use the Gagos, their Gagos, but that's not enough to be Matir Tiltil from his Gag to their Gagos, because, you know, he's still afraid to use to establish a Tashmish Kavua on the Aliyah of his Gag, because the Pesach is open to the other Gagos. But if he adds a Daka, which means a Mechitza, a small Mechitza, Keneged Pischo, then from now we could say that it's Roy, it's suitable for his Gag to have a Shimush Kavua, and thus he's going to be Matir Tiltil even to Gagos Acheros. Tosus also quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, who has a girsa in Abaye as Bona Aliyah Al Gabe Beso V'Oso Lefaneo Daka Arba'a Hutru Kol Agagim Kulam. It's a case, it's a scenario in which they were Ma'ariv, they set up an Eruv of all the Bala Hagagos together in one Eruv, and the Bala Aliyah was not part of the Eruv. And the din in this case is that he generates an iser of tiltil on their gagos, according to the Shitas Chachamim. And therefore, Abai says that if the Baal Aliyah makes a daka, which is like an itzdaba that's four tefachim wide, and this is keneged pischo, then he permits all the Baal Aliyah gagos to be metaltil in their respective gagos. For example, we would say that since he was Megala, that his Das, that he wants to be Mistalik from the Shimush of their Gagos, Memela, he doesn't generate an Iser on their Gagos. And we understand very well, according to this Rabbeinu Chananel, that the Daka is Mamish like a Daka that was mentioned earlier on Daf Samach Aleph, that just like there is the intention was that by making a machitza between his Rishus and Acherim, he's Megaladas, he's Mistalek from Shimush in their Rishus. And therefore he doesn't aser their Rishus on them. Now, when it comes to Rava, who speaks about the Pesach that opens onto is facing his Gina, once again, we interpret this according to Rashi, but based on the Shita of Tosfos and others Rishonim in explaining the din of Abaye with regard to a person who creates, he builds an Ali on top of the Gag, on top of his Gag, and then he makes a Daka of Arba. According to another beer in Rava, who he says Pa'amim Shehadaka Le'isur, then the Re, for example, in Tosfos, who holds that Abaye is talking about a case of a person who set up mechitzos for his gag for the purpose of his aliyah, and he makes a pesach into the gina of his neighbors. And nevertheless, eno nitar litaltel aleim kolzman she'eno oseh daka, which is mechitza ketana keneged pischo. Say they can, who yochel ishtamish bekvius begago. Okay, then, so we got up to Daf Tzadi, Amud Aleph, the top of the Amud, and Amir Tzashem. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to learn that at some point. If not, we'll pick up on Sunday on Tzadi Aleph, which will be the Daf Yomi for Yom Rishon. So, wishing everyone a great Shabbos, Parshas Vayera.